Welcome to the Chronicle Headlines. I'm Aaron Guzman, and I'm joined by
Allison Shelton, a staff reporter.
How are you doing today, Allie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite all right. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me here.
For campus news this week, as the season for housing contract renewals at the college approaches, students are now being asked to make roommate requests in person. In previous years, students here at Columbia were given the opportunity to connect with other students online before committing to their housing contracts. During the next school year, this will be the first time students will have to make these requests in person or their roommates can be selected at random. Two housing fairs were held for the college where students were able to submit the roommate requests, as well as their contract renewals for the following school year. And I'm joined by Allie to learn more. So Allie, what changes are being made between now and the next school year in terms of the housing contracts?
So this year, students had to come to a housing fair in person to sign up for their roommate groups and get priority access to housing whenever selecting their rooms and roommates. This is the first time they've ever done that because last year it's always been online. But Michelle Hunter-Lancaster said that it's always kind of been a struggle in the past to do this online for students. They've always had struggles trying to get their roommate groups and get put into what housing selection they wanted to. So they did it in person just to kind of ease that a little bit more. This was only for current Columbia students. Freshmen, though, are able to get their housing online on April 11th. And now the Dwight is also only a freshman dorm. And so only freshmen can live in the Dwight while all the other buildings are opened up to other Columbia students.
So what concerns are students sharing about these changes that are happening?
What students are most concerned about is, A, they didn't know that the housing fair that was in person really determined kind of what was going to happen for your living situation next year. And with this being said, became kind of a big deal with roommate compatibility. A lot of people I talked about how sometimes finding randomly selected roommates can either go super, super well for them, or the compatibility isn't just there, or even just like previously selected roommates that they've met online through like Instagram DM or Zeme or Facebook groups. Even though they've selected them beforehand, they just don't get along with them now. And so compatibility was a huge one. They just want to make sure they're able to get with roommates that they get along with well. And even if they're not just like great friends in general, as long as they live well together, that was a huge thing that a lot of people told me about.
And what are some things that the students were able to learn at the housing fairs?
I think the biggest thing was how to create a roommate group was a big one. And not only that, but they also, another big thing that was learned was that the Dwight is now only a freshman dorm. That was announced at the housing fair. And so a lot of students learned that there. And yeah, that's pretty much the major like big things that they had learned there.
And why is the college making these changes?
They decided to make these changes because they noticed it created frustration and confusion for students whenever they had to do the process online. And so since they were so confused with the process online, they weren't getting their desired roommates. So they decided just to make it in person to make it easier on everybody, not only the student, but also the people who are helping the students with this process to make sure they get the correct housing that they want.
Well, thank you, Allie, for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. I had so much fun doing this today.
In other news this week, in honor of Women's History Month, students on campus share concerns that they face in leadership roles. Students share that many people in their organizations don't engage with their leadership as much as they would with their male founders. Junior dance major Anise Paul-Emile shares that this has happened to her during a meeting of a student fashion organization, saying people would, quote, listen to him the whole time and take his word seriously. Junior marketing major Ija Wright, president of the Hip Hop Club, says that when looking for e-board positions for several groups on campus, most of them are led by more men than women. Wright says she is the president of a male-dominated industry. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com. Sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. And check out this week's episode of Chronicle Conversations about loss. I'm Aaron Guzman. Thanks for listening.